Ladies, MBs, and gentlemen, you are listening to Composer Chats, a weekly gaming show where we talk about some headlines and some games we've been playing. You're listening to the voice of Jake, Composer Jacobson, and today is not Wednesday. It's actually Friday, January 22nd. Wait. No, okay, that is how the passage of time works. I've had a busy week, so I haven't gotten around to recording until today. So this one's gonna go up. This is a rare Friday afternoon episode, and I say rare because I'm trying to wish that into existence. I've been playing a couple of games, but before we do that, let's take a quick look at some headlines. The Pokemon Company and Nintendo finally released the first trailer for new Pokemon Snap, which I need to remember is the actual name of the new Pokemon Snap game, is that it's called New Pokemon Snap. They also came out with the release date, which is April 30th. Not super far away, a lot sooner than I was actually kind of expecting with that game, I think. The trailer will be in the show notes. I think it looks really good. I know a lot of people don't love the way Pokemon looks in 3D. I've been reading these takes a lot, especially ahead of rumors that they were going to be doing the Diamond and Pearl remake on the Switch rather than the 3DS. So it would have the sort of 3D Switch graphics. You know, a lot of people saying like, oh no, I'm no longer going to be a fan of Pokemon if this happens. And it's like, you know what? Okay. And I mean no disrespect when I say that it's okay to stop liking a thing you used to like and quietly move on from it. But the trailer for this game looks so good. I honestly think it looks very good. All of the Pokemon in it look great. The graphics are very good. The environments that you see in the trailer all look very good as well. And the gameplay that they show looks pretty faithful to the original Pokemon Snap. Like, they throw treats to and at Pokemon. Like, you are moving around on a rail. Like, all of that stuff, it looks like they are truly trying to create a sequel to that experience, which is cool. The one thing I really hope they do, and I know this is not very popular because I know I'm one of the only people who's ever enjoyed Nintendo's motion controls, is they better let you have Umurange Generation does this, which is might be how I end up playing Umurange Generation. They better let you undock the Switch and swing it around like you're using a camera. Like, I want those motion controls to be an option. They don't need to be required, but I want that to be an option because that sounds like a really fun way to play that game. CD Projekt Red is delaying their DLC plans. I don't actually have a lot to say about this because I didn't get a chance to watch their sort of BS video they released, which does seem to kind of throw a lot of their crunched team under the bus in a very frustrating way. You've also got to imagine this means they're going to crunch the hell out of their employees more to get this stuff out. Like, this delay is not going to prevent these employees from being overworked, which is a big issue that I have. Among many legitimate big issues to have with Cyberpunk 2077, it is just like the abysmal way that they have treated people who worked on the game. Maybe continue to not support that game in that studio. This is mostly fun for me. The creators of Auto Chess. So if you don't know, and there's a decent chance that you do, because this was extremely popular over the summer. These folks made a mod of Dota 2, Defense of the Ancients 2, that ended up being coined as Auto Chess. And it's not like chess at all, but basically, rather than being traditional MOBA gameplay, you set up these different characters on a board, and then they fight other people's characters on a board randomly between rounds. And it became very, very, very popular. It became so popular that like all of the other MOBAs made their own versions of Auto Chess, including the folks who modded Auto Chess into Dota, who sold the rights to their version of Auto Chess to the Epic Games Store, and recreated Auto Chess, the app, rather than Auto Chess, the mode in Dota. And now the folks who made Auto Chess, the game that Epic owns, are using the characters from Auto Chess to make a MOBA. the official tweet went out on January 8th with this announcement. It says, hashtag Auto Chess MOBA, the Auto Chess themed MOBA game with all heroes free. Chess characters from Auto Chess will become heroes in the MOBA game. So we've come all the way full circle here, which I think is very great. And you can tell people don't necessarily know the history of MOBA games in some of the replies to this tweet, especially people who were like, won't Dota sue you? Isn't this lawsuit worthy? For people who don't know, the original Defense of the Ancients was created as a Warcraft 3 mod. The folks that made that Warcraft 3 mod broke Dota off of Warcraft 3 and made it its own game. That game also inspired the other MOBA you've probably heard of, League of Legends, which then had to take the characters that Dota created that they then had to basically genericize, which I hope is a word, to avoid conflict with the real Warcraft characters they are based off of. And then League of Legends had to then make League of Legends versions of the Dota versions of the Warcraft 3 characters. And then Auto Chess was a mod in Dota 2, which originated as a mod of Warcraft 3, and it broke off into its own thing, and now it's looping back around to creating the MOBA. And I just think that's video. To me, that's video games. I just think that's beautiful. You can follow at AutoChess2019 if you want to find out more about that. They do promise that there will be no paid, like anything. All heroes free, no paid runes. Which, if you're not super familiar with the MOBA, the runes are like pages you build to make your. RPG builds, kind of. It's hard for me to explain because I haven't interacted with them in so long. So like they have all of these promises of like, we're not going to make you pay for any of the competitive aspect of the game, which, you know, is a great promise to make. We'll see if any of that pans out or becomes popular. Who knows? Yeah, let's get to the games I've been playing. I'm glad I kind of put this off because I initially basically had only been playing Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War. And I wanted to start this segment off by acknowledging that last Wednesday's episode, I complained about Raven Software's lack of balance to Warzone. And then literally, I think between me recording that episode and me releasing that episode, they fixed the DMR, they fixed the infinite stim glitch. So this is my retraction, kind of. It was still broken when I recorded it, but they did fix it literally between me recording that episode and me releasing the episode, which I think is very funny. But they had a double gun XP weekend last weekend. And a lot of my buds are now playing the new Path of Exile thing. So I spent a lot of time just kind of digging into Black Ops Cold War. And I mean, like, you know, it feels good to me. It's a good multiplayer experience, in my opinion. I like shooting the guns. I like most of the maps. There's really only one map I think I genuinely dislike in that game, and it's Cartel, and I want everybody to know that it's Cartel because it's a bad map. But yeah, you know, part of the reason I ended up putting that much time into it is to level up guns for Warzone, which theoretically I will eventually have friends to play with again. I'm not in any hurry necessarily, but I do kind of miss playing it, which lines up with a tweet I've made. Where, like, I can have the worst night playing Call of Duty Warzone, but 2 hours later I will be thinking about playing Call of Duty Warzone again. But yeah, I don't know. The multiplayer for Cold War, I think, is good. I enjoy the multiplayer for Cold War. I'm not, like, a big FPS person by default, but I do, you know, it's when I find an FPS that I really like, I really find myself digging into them, so. The other game that's not here in my notes, that I did end up playing is I did find time to get around to playing the Monster Hunter Rise demo. And I am very excited. sorry, I read Twitter. I played the Monster Hunter Rise. I don't know why I clapped. I played the Monster Hunter Rise demo on the Nintendo Switch. And a couple of things. One, I am excited to play another Monster Hunter game. I played Monster Hunter World a lot. The one thing that really stopped me from playing Monster Hunter World is a couple of the people that I played with moved to PC. And I ended up playing the DLC on PC. And I just never wanted to restart my progress. And so, like, I just ended up not playing it. Especially because I was originally playing it on the PS4. And I have not had PlayStation Plus in about a couple of years. So, so I'm excited to have a new Monster Hunter experience on a game where I'm paying $5 a year for the internet because I'm on a family plan. Don't tell Nintendo. And so, like, that's kind of one aspect of it. But also, a lot of the changes, the button layout stuff for the Switch controller. Which I use the Joy-Con grip. The button layout stuff took a little bit of time to get used to, but there's a lot of new mechanics that are very promising. One, the Palamutes, which are the little dogs, are sick. Like, they're super cool. Like, you can choose to bring your Palico, which is the little cat, and they'll, like, scrounge up items for you and stuff. But the Palamule, you can ride like a horse. And it carries a sword in its mouth, which is sick. And it throws kunais, and you can do jumping attacks off of it. And it's one of the coolest things they've ever added to a Monster Hunter game. It rules. But also the worlds in Monster Hunter Rise don't have loading sections, which I honestly can't remember if that's different from Monster Hunter World. So that's on me. But it feels right. Like, it feels really good to do that, to just sort of load into the entire map and travel the entire map without the load screens. And that's a really cool and really noticeable change as well. Yeah, I don't know. My only issue with the demo is that I'm already tired of the two demo missions. And I just want to play Monster Hunter Rise now. So that comes out in March. I believe it's March 13th. Let me check. March 26th. So a little later. But, you know, that's only 2 months away. It's close. But yeah, like, that demo did a very good job of getting me to want to play more Monster Hunter. So I'm excited for it to come out. That's going to do it for today, to be honest. It's a little bit of a short one, but I wanted to get one out this week because I wanted to try to be more consistent. I will try to be back next Wednesday, but we'll see what happens. Thank you for tuning in and sharing these podcasts and giving me support. You know, I really do appreciate all that stuff. I will hopefully talk to you on next Wednesday. The intro and outro song are both Go By Richard, Not By Dick by Organ Freeman off of their self-titled album, Organ Freeman. Yeah, I hope y'all have a great weekend, and be kind when you can. Peace out, y'all.